For last night's Emmy Award show, only members of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences got to vote. Today, though, our TV critic David Bianculli gets to vote on what he thought about ABC's entire telecast.
It used to be you could count on the Emmys for one obscure or laughable winner every year. I still remember the time Lindsay Wagner won Best Dramatic Actress for The Bionic Woman. This year, that kind of surprise win seemed to be the rule, not the exception. And the surprises continued to the very end when NBC's ER was voted Outstanding Drama Series. Now, I realize ER is the most popular drama on TV. I also realize that two of last year's best drama series, Due South and Homicide: Life on the Street, weren't even nominated, making it easier for ER to claim the crown. But what I don't understand is that ER hadn't won a single award all night. So here's my question of the day. How does a show get nominated, like ER was, for Best Actor, Actress, Supporting Actress, Writing, and Direction? How does a show get nominated for all that and lose in every single category and still walk away with top honors? Don't ask me. Ask the Academy. And while you're asking, ask about some of those earlier winners, too. In the non-craft categories, no single show won more than two Emmy Awards last night. Emmys were handed out to such actors as Tyne Daly for a guest appearance on the CBS drama series Christie, to Tom Hulce for a supporting role in an adaptation of The Heidi Chronicles on TNT, to Amanda Plummer for an episode of The Outer Limits on Showtime, and to Tony Bennett for a Valentine's Day music special that ran only on the A&E cable network. Never before in the history of television have so many Emmys been given out to so many performers whose work was seen by so few. Viewers could be forgiven for being a little ignorant about some of the nominees and winners, and apathetic about the results. But for the presenters, who got their lists of nominees in time to check and rehearse pronunciations, ignorance was no excuse. For example, the way Christine Lottie of Chicago Hope butchered the name of Greta Saatchi was unforgivable, especially since Christine Lottie acted like neither the actress nor the category was of any interest to her whatsoever. At least when host Paul Reiser botched the name of actress Alfre Woodard, he came back and apologized.
That's right. There is no D at the name of Alfre Woodard. It's Alfre, not Alfred. That's a whole other name. I'm wrong. Just checked with our statisticians. To compensate, if Hitchcock comes out, I'm calling him Alfre.
But the on-air mistakes that bothered me most weren't the mispronunciations or even the dumb votes. The mistakes that really got me were the superimposed misspellings, the ones that popped up almost every time ABC showed one of its history of TV montages. The Academy was supposed to be celebrating its 50th anniversary and showing those clips to honor TV's very best shows and performers. But when it showed Hill Street Blues, its on-air label spelled Hill Street as one word. Later on, Liza Minnelli was given only one N, a mistake that once irritated her so much she sang a whole song about it. And worst of all, one of the medium's true giants, talk show host Jack Parr, had his last name spelled not P-A-A-R, but P-A-R-R. When the presenters and producers of the Emmys don't know or care enough about TV, why should viewers? Next year, the Academy should come prepared with the right attitude, and with Rosie O'Donnell as host.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.